This podcast is a production of 1217 Media.
Hey, y'all. Hey, welcome to the Package for Success, the podcast where glass ceilings come with ladders and success is part of the package. This is your go-to audio space celebrating the remarkable journeys of women leading the way in the consumer packaged good industry.
Every episode, we're going to unwrap the stories of trailblazing women who are shaping the future of CPG. From groundbreaking startups to iconic brands, these leaders are innovating, inspiring, and pushing boundaries.
Join us as we dive into the strategies behind our success, the lessons learned from our challenges, and the insights gained from our experiences. Whether you're a budding entrepreneur, a seasoned executive, or someone who loves a good success story, Package for Success is your insider's guide to the dynamic world of CPG.
So get ready to be inspired, empowered, and equipped with the knowledge to forge your own path to success. Because here we believe that when women lead, we all succeed. So let's get started.
Yes, let's go. We got to get some hand claps or something edited up in here because this is episode one, y'all. Okay, so you all are on the leading edge of creation today because this is part one of the Package for Success podcast. I am your host, Christian Sargent.
And I'm the co-host, Amanda.
And we are so excited to be here with you guys. This is going to be a great journey, adventure, and very informative. I mean, like, even though this is episode one, we've done a lot of things overall as entrepreneurs, but we're still learning. And I think that that's why this experience and decision to create a podcast together is going to be impactful, not just for the listeners, but for ourselves, because I feel like we're going to be learning too and coming back here and discussing what we learn and what's going on, trending, what we're dealing with personally, and I flushed it out. So I think that this is going to be like CPG therapy.
Absolutely. And that's really excited about because it's like, why go through all those tribulations and those trials if we're not able to share it with others for them to not have to go or experience it or have their own journey that they experience, but they can share it with us, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So today is our first order of business. We are going to discuss how we met, how we even got here today, because some of you all may be like, why do I want to listen to you and her? Well, we're going to tell you.
Thank you for asking.
Yes. Like how they say in meetings, oh my God, I hear all the time. That's a great question. Okay. So when I hit you with that's a great question, that is what they say all the time on Zoom calls when you ask like a buyer or a category manager or a broker, something like, you know what? That's a good question. So actually what we do, and it gives me corporate Aaron vibes. Have you ever heard of corporate Aaron? No, you've never seen corporate Amanda. I got to send you clips of corporate Aaron. Okay. She may trigger your corporate days, some memories, but corporate Aaron is hilarious. She wears like a lace front that you can actually still see the lace. And she talks like a Caucasian woman, girl. Yes. But it's worse. It's like, you can literally see it hanging down from the side of her ears, but she keep moving it back behind her ears. But yeah, she's just all like, yeah. So we're just going to circle back on that. So like, we're going to send you, like, we just need those deliverables like by the end of the week. And it's hilarious, but we're not going to corporate Aaron you in these podcasts, but we're definitely going to give you some insightful information. And today, like I said, we're going to jump into how we met and how we're here today, because I feel like it's a good story to share and it'll help you guys get some context on why you should, you know, care about the Package for Success podcast. Now, Amanda, this is year two or is it year three? It's year two. Okay. Yeah. So that would make it 2022.
Yes.
Okay. Great. Great. That we met each other.
Yes. And I still remember to this day that email. I was just in the Publix parking lot. And your email came through. I had probably started following you about a couple of weeks before and was just so inspired by your brand, by your movement, and that Yum Crumbs and Pancakes go together. So I already had this in my head that, like, you know, this is going to be a duo. And when I received your email, it was like total fangirl moment. I was like, oh my God, this is going to be so cool. My first ever podcast, you know, I'm a brand, the opposite of you guys. I'm very behind the scenes. Like nobody actually knew who the face of Yum Crumbs was until I started doing, the interview with you or, you know, things like that and maybe go on live here and there, but nobody actually knew like there was a face to the brand. So, that was my first one and it was, like we knocked it out the park. We had an amazing, it was supposed to be 1 hour, but the start of it all, we ended up going for 2 hours and we had some great conversation.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. It was so, and I'm a communication person. Like I didn't major in communication, but I have a background in radio and all of that. I mean, like you can call it journalism if you will, but it was, it's easy for me to engage in dialogue, but let me say this, there's a difference between like small talk and there's a difference between conversation that has substance.
Right.
And so the purpose of Chat with CEO and why we decided to do it was because I wanted to bring the brands, like the brains behind the brands to social media for their supporters and their customers to be able to hear from them and see them. Because it's one thing to get like a write-up in an article or to be featured on a list and have like a, you know, little blurb about what you do and your product in it. But to talk to the person that runs it, the person that owns it, the person, you know, that took an idea and became the solution that you now can now, that you can now buy and try and share and support. It's like, where is that person? Because you don't see the person behind Pepsi. They're dead, I'm sure. You don't see the person, you know, like behind Frito-Lay. So you start thinking like, dang, this is a different time and we're in a different society now where so much is transparent and so many people are vulnerable. And that's what I wanted. And our conversation gave that. I was super excited when you said you never gonna lie before because I was like, oh, yes. Okay. She's about to have a virgin experience. And I liked it.
Yeah, okay. For sure. I thought really I was going to be timid. I thought I was going to like, that's just how I am in front of the camera. I'm not that person. I'm the reason why I am behind the scenes is because I'm not a camera person. But you brought out so much, like you said, sustenance to the conversation. And it just made, it was like all the reasons why I started this and how we got it here. It was like, such a great reflecting moment to be like, wow, you know what? We actually did start off with a thought and a vision and look at where we're at right now. Mind blowing. So we were able to feed off of that. And I thought that was so great because especially at that time, we were both kind of like going, we both had different, actually different starts to our business, like pretty much the same starting, but then we kind of went two different paths. And to see that we were able to continually like, you know, grow together, like to see that was super cool. Like that was actually what helped keep the momentum going, honestly, on my end, was because I had someone that I could say, hey, what do we do? You know, what do you think about this? Or, hey, what are your thoughts on this? Like, I never even thought about retail, right? Like that wasn't even on my forefront or vice versa. You were just getting into manufacturing and that was my specialty. Mm-hmm. So it was like,
it was perfect.
Yeah, it really worked hand in hand.
It did. And I think like after that, well, actually on that live, you had said, you were like, oh, you stuck with me now. We're family. Yeah. And I'm like, okay. Because my personality is one where I don't like to feel like I'm a burden on people. So I'm always open and available. Like if I give someone access to me, I'm open and available. I will not ignore your calls or your texts or anything like that. But I don't like to be the one to like make communication first in case that person's busy, in case that person has a lot going on. I'm like, okay, if Amanda texts me or calls me, I'm answering. But I don't know. It's kind of like hopscotch. Like when should I jump in the rope? You know, like I don't want to get hit with the rope in my face. Like, oh, no, I'm busy. Go away. Stop. Come back. I don't know. I've gotten better with that over time. But with that, like with you saying that, and by that time, we had been in business for 3 years, 2022. And I didn't have any entrepreneurial friends. I didn't have a network. I didn't have a circle of people. Up until that point, it had just been Courtney and I. And then, of course, the people that helped us with our shipping and, you know, like business relationships.
Right.
But like interpersonal relationships where there was someone else in the CPG industry who too had their own product and successfully running a company, because there's a difference when you align with people who are doing something as a hustle and people who are literally running a company, because there can sometimes be a conflict of interest if you are at a different level in your business. And then there could be resentment. There could be people who don't understand what you're doing, right?
That was the story of my life all 2022.
Ghetto, until you met me.
Exactly. No, and it was a breath of fresh air. And it wasn't just the business side. It was our morals lined up, like, you know, mm-hmm. how we raise our family, our relationship with our spouses, like how close we are. Like, Delson's here with me 24/7. Mm-hmm. You're with me 24/7. And it's healthy. It's not toxic. It's thriving, you know, like you actually want to be around your spouse.
Yes.
You know? So that was a new dynamic there. Like, because
absolutely. Because like a lot of the time, women in CPG can fall into a lot of different categories, but the two that we'll highlight would be either they're in business by themselves with their dream and their vision, or they are married and their husband is not active, or they're single and this is just all their, you know, undertaking and all of that. And it's their resources, their time, and their energy that has to go into it. And they don't really have anything that pours back into them, like on a personal level. And so, like you said, for us, that was kind of a new thing to like, okay, like we both in business with our husbands and actively, and we both homeschool,
right,
and we have children like that we're rearing, we're doing child rearing, and we have some of the same spiritual beliefs and experiences. And girl, it was just perfect timing. It was great alignment and perfect timing. And I think the part of the loneliness and the question of how vulnerable can I be with certain people to share things about what's going on in my company, where people won't be like, I knew it wasn't all that what I saw online. It wasn't any of that. Like, and I think we're two good people who can discern, like, if that is a person's motive or attitude. And I knew that you weren't like that, first of all, because Amanda is a sharer. Okay. I don't know if that's a damn word, but she's a sharer. She be sharing. So she definitely took the information from kindergarten where sharing is caring, and she's not a gatekeeper. And so I loved that, because I've had relationships in this industry where people literally will just call you when they want to know something, when they want you to give them somebody's email or whatever, and I'll do it, but then they disappear. And that's fine, you know, be a resource, but I also care more about relationship than I do, you know, transactions. So what has been your experience in that space in the CPG industry? Have you made more connections that are like stable and grounded, or do you find that there can be one-off situations where people just want what they want from you and they don't care?
Oh yeah.
Reciprocation.
More so people, I always wanted to build that network, right? But again, from kindergarten, I've always had that to where I can't say my discernment will be there, but mm-hmm. it's always like, I think I can not have them be that way. Like, so, you know, a wolf in sheep's clothing, but then I still go pet it, like, even though I know it's a wolf, but I'm like, but it's still a huge sheep, you know? So I would still want to pet the damn wolf. And so my whole life has been like that. But I've always allowed myself, I always said that anything that's negative will remove itself, right? And I'll gain whatever lesson learned. Nothing's going to be here to destroy me. So that was mm-hmm. okay. I always said, like, every friendship is the first new start of a friendship. I'm never going to say, like, you know, well, they burned me before, so I'm not going to ever. Because you never know who you're going to meet, you know? Mm-hmm. And why would I bring the like the baggage from another friendship or correct. What you thought was going to be something to then jeopardize the future. Right. So, mm-hmm. So though I had 2022 was definitely an eye opener on who I can be friends with, who I can trust, who, you know, for more than just one reason. I needed, and I had spoke that in manifesting and law of attraction, was I need someone that is going to fill me the same way I will fill them. Not just in business, though, but in all other aspects, too, because I don't have the capacity to nurture a friend that's, you know, on this side and then a business person and then this, you know, because business takes up so much of that. And then so does family. And so does my husband. Like, he's, you know, my rock. So it was like if there was a way to have a friend who can be like your sister, who can be your business person, who can be your confidant, who can be your motivator, like at that, as well as, of course, me wanting to fill into them. And that's when I met you. And I was like, it was just natural. I was like, this is exactly why I never settled on friendships. Like, if it didn't work, it was okay. You know?
Yeah. No, that's good. That's really good. So, okay, y'all, now don't sleep on the fact that you may be the answer to somebody's prayers now. You might be the manifestation of somebody's affirmations, okay? Yeah. Sis had put a list. She put a little list together. And then God was like, boom, here she go. And her name is Christian.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Shout out to the Christ-like of it all. No. So much of what you said is how I have felt for, you know, a while after having failed friendships that were not entrepreneurial based. They were just like regular life situations that you outgrow relationships. Nothing that's too bad,
right?
But just stuff that, like you say, you don't want to carry baggage. And I'm not the kind of person that wants to keep telling the same story. Like, yeah, back in the day, this girl had did this to me. I have red flags when stuff like that happen. Like when that's a consistent storyline, like in the 2 years that we've been friends, I have not heard you consistently talk about the same situation, like at all. Right. If, and I mean, like you can be having stuff going on, but I think that we just understand like to not be dumpers, if you will, like understand the dynamic of what we deal with on a day to day. Like Amanda has a lot going on. We're friends, yes, but there has to be boundaries and limits to what I'm willing to like just put on you because we are friends. Not realizing she's dealing with retail. She's dealing with a whole family. Sis just was on Shark Tank. Like she got a lot going on. Okay. So you just have to start filtering what you want to put on people or how much you want to, the affirmation came through, okay? but it's very important to realize that when you get what you pray for, when you're in the relationships that you know are healthy and they're better than anything you've ever had, do not self-sabotage.
Right. Oh my God.
Don't do it.
Listen, so you spoke of Shark Tank and that just shows the dynamic of the friendship. And we have to harp on that for episode one so people can understand just how much we value each other. So this is a trustworthy space. But we just aired on Shark Tank in November. Listen, you were there from the time we put the application in.
Woo!
Everything, you know? And so it was like, it just had to, right? So, but you saw from when I had imposter syndrome, you saw from when I had self-doubt, you know, things like that. But then when actually aired, I went through this dark space because it was like this ginormous opportunity, which doesn't come without, you know, stuff. I had to understand that. It doesn't come with perfection. Even though I wanted it to be perfect and smooth, there was no way that was going to happen. And for about 4 weeks, I was just in this, my head. I would just say it was in my head. I can't say I was depressed or anything like that because I wasn't. I was still moving. I was still functioning. But I couldn't download on you like that because it was, the words coming out were not going to be positive. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you had HEB, like there was so many things happening that were so amazing that I still wanted to show up for you that way. And by doing that doesn't mean that we didn't trust each other or that there was, you know, we don't have that kind of connection, is that we have that love and respect for one another to know that I know this is temporary. Now, if I was drowning and I did not, and I needed a lifeline, I would have called you. You know what I mean? Yes. I would have said, hey, Christian, I need to talk, you know, but because I knew it was temporary and this was not going to be the end all, I was like, I can't, you know, because energy transfers, you know what I mean?
It does.
I could not imagine downloading that on you and you could be going through something, kids spilling the drink or like, you know, trying to get groceries. That will shift and make complete chaos. And I'm not about bringing chaos.
Yeah, that is amazing. That is amazing. Okay. So next lesson, people. Okay. Protect peace.
Yeah.
Protect the peace. I think that one of the biggest lessons that a lot of people can learn is that sometimes you can be a disruption in somebody else's peaceful like existence. And I know people, you don't intend to. Nobody intends to do that.
Right.
Yes. But it takes self-awareness. And these are like really, we're getting like to the bare bones. Like we're going to get into the CPG stuff. Yes, of course. But This is episode one, people. Okay. Y'all need to know the character and the credence of the people that you're listening to. So y'all get like the foundation of who we are and what we practice, because it's important. You have a lot of people out here saying a lot of stuff, but they don't have self-awareness. They don't have the emotional intelligence on how to engage with the people that come into their space. And so that is a really big thing, protecting peace, and not just yours, other people's. You have to be self-aware enough to say, I know that this could be disruptive. And I know when I get even just like two more centimeters above what I'm feeling, then I'll go over there. Then I'll go over there and tap on her door and say, hey, girl, how you doing? And I knew, Amanda, I could feel it. I could feel it. You would be on my mind so much.
You would tell.
But I was like, how yes.
Are you? Yeah.
Yes.
But
I wasn't going to call.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. I was not going to jilt that, because I'm like, I don't want to take away time that she may be needing to pack orders. I don't want to, you know, just make her have to repeat everything that she may be thinking and feeling. I didn't even want you to have to say it out loud, because I'm like very big on addressing things. And the more you talk about it, the more you magnify it, the more energy you give it. So I didn't even want to be in that way, like contributing to it getting worse or you going deeper. I'm just like, I just need her to know, this little tap on the shoulder, like, ting, ting, sis, here I am. You know, this if you said, need something.
Yeah, I'm getting my plane ticket.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Because, and you were like that again with HEB, like when we were, girl, I cannot wait to get into these episodes, okay? Because it is going to be good. We have so many stories of real life situations, and this is going to help you all to navigate your growth, be it in CPG, if you're in the service-based industry, if you want to create a product, if you had a business but you stopped or you felt alone in your journey, this is going to literally be like an open book and, like you said, a safe space for you to really just hear how these spaces are navigated. Because I think that at a lot of times we see the glamour, like the end result, but we don't see like the grit and the grind and what it really is like going through those processes. But this foundation right here is letting you all know that you don't need like 10 or 20 people. You just usually need one or two solid people, you know, that won't take quality up too much of your time.
Quantity. For sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And there'll still be people, like, you have friends in this space that I don't know. I have friends in this space that you don't know, but I can let me tell you something right now. Different levels. There are different levels of relationship. In any level, like, you may have coworker friends versus your childhood friends, versus your church friends versus, you know, your tennis friends. Everybody is not getting the same access information or like engagement from you. And you have to be okay with that, not splitting your energy amongst everybody and making them a part of every intricate decision. So
yeah that's
a big deal.
And that's good that you say the grit and the grind, because there is glamour is what we like the persona that's out there. And I don't want to say persona like it's fake, it's real, like the excitement, the thrill. But the grit and grind is there. And then there's this little dose of ugly. And it's like the ugly, we want to have a different word for it, because we don't want to have like a negative kind of thing. Because honestly, the pathway that's open for us right now to be in CPG is amazing. Mm-hmm. And I want to change the narrative, because now that we were able to break through from the years of monopoly that these bigger companies had, now we're the new sought out thing. What's the new product that's out there? Who's that other small business? And I think if we can create this space and give everyone who's in this space the confidence to go into these retailers or wherever they decide to go, having that dominant, like we show that small businesses are small CPG. And I say small because it's big to the world. It's just a small fraction compared to Nabisco or, can we name drop? You know, bleep, you know, like
I'll say they name.
Right? You know, like, now we're smaller to them, but because they've dominated this industry, it's kind of like we talked about a little bit, like it's a little predatory. So now we can kind of gain the confidence of our small community, and then we can dominate them.
Yes.
Because that's how it's going to take. It's going to take numbers for us to say, you know what, you're not going to treat us like this, because without us, Amazon got y'all. You need a small, new, Black-owned, women-owned, veteran-owned businesses to come in here and dominate this space. Because if it's not, you're going to be closing down more locations like you are rapidly doing now, you know? Yes. And I think we can build that confidence and stick it to them and get make it work in our favor, right?
Yes, absolutely. And that's what we're doing. I know for a fact the mindset that I had about retail was anti times 10. Was not interested. Zero stars, do not recommend. Okay. I did not like it. I did not like the setup. And then when we met and we started talking more, because we were talking, but we weren't talking as often.
Right.
And then we would talk about certain things, but then you all had your Walmart pitch, Sam's Club.
Sam's Club.
Your Sam's Club pitch. And I'll never forget that. You all did that. And just hearing what that was like and what the conversation, you know, what the offer could entail. And you just start communicating and sharing information. And then it makes my antennas go up and be like, but wait a minute, what about this? Like, you all have to understand that there is power in conversation. Like, there's power in community. Because when you're in community with people, okay, so think about it like this. You have one person standing by themselves, making up their own scenarios, basing everything in the world around them off of what they've gone through, what they've heard, what they've seen. But then add one more person to the picture standing next to them. Now you have someone else with their own insight, their own experiences, their own, you know, version of situations and perception. Now they turn around, face each other and start talking and sharing that.
Right.
Add another person and another person. You have all of these people from different walks of life who can now enlighten each other from a different perspective and standpoint. And you have to respect that. When you are in these bigger spaces that expect you not to communicate with your peer in this space, Amanda sells a dessert topping. I sell a pancake and waffle mix, right? We don't do the same thing, but we're going after the same kind of people and accounts and opportunities. So we should be talking. Absolutely. She should know what terms exist and how you can leverage and negotiate certain things and vice versa. I have supplier questions. I have the need to, you know, scale at volume and buy certain ingredients or certain packaging. And she can lend that information to me like, no, girl, use this, do this, contact this person. We got this much for this many cents on a dollar compared to this. That's community.
Yeah.
You can't, don't think that you being the only one, Miss Independent or Mr., you know, Independent is cute. You get no fast pass to success because you did it by yourself.
Exactly. That's how I feel about outsourcing. I feel that way about everything. We don't have to be the powerhouse. You know what I mean? Like, even if you have the house, right? But there's still people in that house to make it run. Like, it's not just you, you know?
And right.
That's such a great topic on that, because people do feel that way. They feel like if they break the mold to something, that it's their proprietary information. We're going to get it one way or another. And I just feel like my karma and how it's going to come back to me 10 times fold is by not allowing my adversities or my roadblocks to then be somebody else's adversities and their roadblocks. Like, that's crazy to me. I can't live in a world like that. But I think when people have met me, they realize that. And then they think that I'm going to take their business more serious than from what I'm offering. So if I say, oh, like if I, for example, just pass, you know, friendships, right? I see a vision in their product, right? And I see the bigger picture, right? And I'm like, oh my God, this could be on the shelves. It could be this, it could be that. And they're like, oh, okay, that's so encouraging. And I'm like, listen, if you need resources, I got you. They heard you're going to create a business plan. You're going to mention me to the brokers. You're going to try to get me distribution. They heard all that. So when I say, hey, I don't have the time to really like put forth that kind of effort into it, then Amanda becomes the bad person. And I become the one that looks, you know, like they switch the narrative, you know? So it was so great to go back to like our friendship is that we were able to bounce these ideas, and we're go-getters, we're doers, we're going to implement those. And if we don't implement it, we hold each other accountable. Like, hey, did you do that? You know what?
Right.
I didn't, but I might get to it next week. You know what I mean? Like what were we going to do? Content. We were going to try to plan ahead our content. This was in 2023.
Yes, indeed. That was the plan.
So at the end of 2022, we were supposed to have Valentine's Day by like that November for February of 2023 and then to keep going. And 2023 came in and just like took us by storm.
Yes. A lot of things happened.
A lot of things happened in 2023.
Yeah. So it is, it's a fulfilling journey when you're not doing it on your own, but at the same time, so like what you just talked about with past relationships and their expectations. So this will be the next key point for me when you're looking for relationships and which ones to foster. Because in this space and in any entrepreneurial space or business space, the key word that we always hear is network. Right. Your network is your net worth. Right? You're only as smart as the people, the 5 or 10 people around you. Or if you're the smartest one in your circle, if you're the richest one in your circle, you need a new circle. You hear all of this stuff. But let me tell you right now, don't none of that matter if you around trash people with money, trash people with big businesses, trash people with other folks' phone numbers and email addresses. None of that matters. Like you said earlier, quality over quantity. And so you want to be connected with people who respect you and who you can set boundaries and expectations with, because you don't want to be held hostage to whatever relationships you decide to enter because you know what kind of person you are.
Right.
Like, that's a trash place to be in. And a lot of us end up in those situations in personal dating relationships, in familial relationships. This is not just, you know, one sided to business.
Yeah.
This kind of stuff spans across. And it's amplified in business when you're dealing with people who will do shady things just to get ahead.
Right.
At least in your family, the most you're going to have is like, you know, table conflict or Sunday dinner, you know, drama. But when you get into business, you really have people who won't say your name in rooms.
Yeah.
You have people who won't pass your information on. This has not been my experience that I know of. Amanda, you've had great opportunities come because people have suggested and referred you all.
Oh, yeah.
And so we can speak from that side, but let's be very clear. When you have people who see you as not a dollar sign, but an opportunity, you have to make sure that you are okay with them being an opportunist on you. Because we're all opportunists. It's not a bad thing because we need to grow. But when you have people who don't plan on doing anything after they tell you what their idea is, or after you come up with some good things for them, I don't know, sis. I don't like that. I don't like that somebody wanted you to plan out their business and run it for them.
Right.
Because you had an idea.
Right. And not verbally say it, but they get discouraged because they'll see. So it's, I guess it'll be one of those hidden expectations, right? Because they see the opportunity of, well, she's gotten Yum Crumbs to this point. So she'll definitely get my business to that point. But
yeah.
It wasn't like that. I don't have a blueprint, you know. It would be like when I got on Amazon and someone was like, I need your help to get me there. I was like, well, I could try, but there were some roadblocks that, you know, I can't walk through that process to apply. But if while you're applying, you have a question, I can see if I hit that roadblock, but I can't create a seller account for you. I can't put your product on there, which then I end up doing though, right?
Yeah.
I know I should, right? But then I find myself creating a seller account for people. And then I find myself on Amazon chat and I'm like, what am I doing? Because then I do all that. Yes, Christian, I did that. And
oh, wow. I think we need to get like our editors to put in like a little wolf, like howling. Cause like how you said earlier, the wolf in sheep clothing. Yeah. I just want to press a wolf button for you. Like, woo.
Around and find some reason to be mad, you know, not realizing everything that I put into place. But the minute I stop and I say, whoa, hold on, I can't do that. Here's my boundary that I'm setting. Not because I'm mad at you or I'm mad at myself. Don't get me wrong. I'm not putting that because you're only going to do what I allow you to do, right?
Correct.
So I'm not mad at the person. I'm like, okay, I should have known, right? That's on me. So I take accountability for that. And I say, you know what? From now on, I'm going to make that boundary. That boundary that gets created, that's when the ship starts rocking, right? With any friendship in the past. Now they're like, oh, well, you know, you like your business more. Oh, of course, ma'am. It pays my bills. Like, what do you mean? I'm only focused on Yum Crumbs. Absolutely. Because that's my eyes is on that prize. Whether I'm a manufacturer for your product, whether I'm not a business developer, I don't say any of that, you know? So it's like, I run into those situations where it's just a lack of boundary on my end. And then when I set the boundary, I'm the bad person. And what I love about our dynamic is that we can set boundaries which we haven't had to. I think we naturally are aware, like you said, self-aware of where we are. But if we ever had to, if you ever said, hey, Amanda, just don't text me before 7:30, you know, because I'm meditating or whatever it is, right? I'm like, okay, I'm not going to get offensive. I'm not going to get defensive. I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, it's not, that's the respect, and I won't cross that boundary, you know? So I think that's really big, especially because though we talk about business, let's say 75% of the time, we're still human. We still have emotion. We still have all of that. So I think regardless of any connection you make, even when we have, let's say with buyers and stuff, if they have a really bad attitude with me, like our distributors or whomever it is, I don't want to do business with them anymore. I feel like I have the, I don't know if it's my ego. I don't know if I got to check it, but if they don't say, hey, good morning, you know, I'm very bubbly in my emails, right? So I'm always like adding heart faces and smiley faces, and that's how I am, right? And when I get those, Amanda, comma, I need you to do da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, ooh, why are you coming so harsh on the email? Like, I'm never hard, you know? So at that point, I'm like, red flags going up. I don't know if I want to do business with you. You're just a little too, you know, moody for me, you know? Like, where's the hello, how are you? Did you have a good day? You know, like, I need those.
No, I mean, like, that's interpersonal relationship. And sometimes people just think that they can be, like, really direct and assertive. And that's not necessary in every situation. I feel like that's necessary with certain people who, A, that's how they communicate. So that's how I'm going to give it to you as well. And B, people who need like direct, decisive, decisive engagement. Like you don't want to give them too much leash because they act up. That's not what you be giving. Like you really give interpersonal, you know, comfort. Oh, I know her. Like she's, oh my goodness. Like every, I believe everybody that's met you probably feel like you they friend. I believe it. Even if they didn't just bought one pack of crumbs or if they didn't bought 1,000 pack of crumbs, they believe that the woman that make these crumbs is they friend.
Oh, and if, that is, customers, if they're customers, then we're friends for sure.
Yes. And that is great. So all of the people that know that about you would know how to engage with you that way, like to expect that. But then when you have people, like you just said, distributors, people who usually have to be really, you know, direct and stern and assertive with people to make sure people do what they want and get things done on time and don't take them for a joke. They don't want to give you any extra. And it's like, you're a person, chill out. Right. You have a job. Like, I'm not trying to be rude here, but pipe down. Okay. Yeah. We all want the same thing, money. Right. We all want to be successful and get this deal done or taken care of or get this order out or whatever. And so when you have those kind of people, I would agree. If that rubs you the wrong way or you feel like, oh, can't, oh, I don't want to talk to them. Oh, here go another email from her. If I feel like that, I am not engaging with you.
Right.
I'm not. Maybe I'll direct you to Courtney. But that's looking dark, too, because he will tell you that you're doing wrong. So he has no problem with texting me or typing me during a Zoom call. Me like, why is she not making eye contact with this camera? Because it's like, we notice, you notice when people are not giving or engaging in a respectful, like a, just a common way. Like if we're talking, talk to me nice, like for real.
Yeah.
So those are not things that you're just being petty about or, you know, you're thinking too deeply. Those are real expectations when you're building relationship. And a lot of these opportunities that we have are long term opportunities. We're going to be engaging for as long as you have this title.
Yeah.
I'm always on my company, but as long as you're in this position and you don't get moved to another category or whatever, I want us to like let's be cool and cordial.
Yeah.
So this can, you know, flow smoothly. So I definitely would agree with you on that. That's not your ego, sis. That's just respect. That's common respect. If people ever have it to give. So yes, setting expectations and setting boundaries is a really big thing. Knowing And I'll say this too, knowing how to surround yourself with people who have something to lose based off of where you are in your journey, that's a really big thing to measure. Not saying that you have to cut people off or disengage because they're not on your level. That's not what I'm saying. But being very aware that some of the things you share, some of the things you do, some of the way that you engage and interact on social media publicly or whatever, once you become a brand, not personally, but you are the brains behind something that people can buy, look up, find, or source on a common level, like you have products in Michaels, I have products in HEB and Jewel Osco. Once those products are present and people can see something from you, whether they know you did it or not, you have to engage differently, publicly. And even if you don't have products somewhere that people can pick up, but they can go to your website or whatever, you have to make sure that you are surrounding yourself with people who will protect your image. They will protect your likeness. They will let you know, hey, sis, don't say that. Take that down. Don't post that comment on, you know, that whatever, that secret private group that you think nobody that's a customer or may ever find out you own a brand or a business would know. Just, you have to move differently and people that will protect what you are building.
Right.
And if you're around people that don't have anything to lose, they don't care if you act up. They don't care if you, you know, if you have city girl energy all the time. Like, you have to be able to, you know, harness that sometimes, because if people don't have what you have on the table, then they don't care. Like, live it up, act bad. But then again, there are some situations where you do have to present a certain way to be taken seriously. Not even because people just may not like you for it, but you want people to respect you and what you've created and be able to separate, you know, the two, and people who won't look out for you like that.
Right.
That's really important.
And you had mentioned that when we first started, you were talking about like your spouses in this arena, and we were talking about how like you're alone when you're married. Right. And so, mm-hmm. but then there's those that where the spouse is not, not just inactive in the business, but then, they're not supportive, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, imagine like what we were just talking about, experiencing all of that when you're talking to new people, people that you've never talked to before. You're talking to the inside for HEB. You had to talk to people that you wouldn't talk like on a regular day basis or on Facebook or anything like that, right? So now you're up against building those relationships. You're up against buyers and marketing and people, like all these different things. And then all to come home and then you don't have the support from a spouse, you know? So it's like, that's why, another reason why I'm so happy we're creating this space and through dialogue, and soon we'll have the Facebook group so then we can interact with people and ask questions and or answer questions and things like that. Because there's people out there that are suffering, that they don't have support from a significant other. Or so imagine coming home and you want to divulge all this information. You have all this stuff going on. And they're just like, here, like, and I have my own work to do, or I have my own stuff going on, or anything like that. So it's like, that's just another reason. It just popped in my head that I'm like grateful for this space, you know? Absolutely. Like I said, this was great for me as I developed and started continuing growing in my journey. So I know it'll be beneficial for other entrepreneurs that are going to come and join us and join the family and come on in.
Yes, yes, yes. I really do. I believe it can be a cornerstone of community. And that's what we want it to be. Like, at the end of the day, we're not just talking heads here. It has to actually move the needle. It actually has to be something of substance. It has to be something of value and worth. Because if not, what are we doing it for? We could have just kept these as regular phone calls. But our phone calls get so good that Amanda was like, we need to be recording these.
I need the record button, please.
Yes. Like, even before we started this episode, our producer, shout out to Courtney, my husband, he was like, hey, y'all need to record this. Like, this is good. And here we are on these microphones, not talking about none of that we were talking about earlier.
I told you. It was good. We were quoting things and going into it. And I mean, we kind of touched base on it.
We can give it and we'll wrap it up and then, you know, expound upon it on another episode. But because it is important. So I do want to talk, you know, touch the topic. But that just lets you see the dynamic of how we operate, because it is real. And we know that if this is our connection and relationship, think about what that is like if you too can find that. And I'm going to say this because I know that a lot of people watch a lot of individuals on social media, people who would be considered influencers, who are in business. And it's like, it's a circle of certain people who may be cool and friends and, you know, show up in the same posts and at the same events or have the same kind of, you know, marketing and branding and their friends. You have to understand that there's a difference between seeing other people do things with people that are in their sphere of influence. And then there are people that you are going to be able to create your own community with. You don't always have to have, I want to be in that circle. Oh my God, I want to be friends with them. I want to be, you know, connected with them. How can I, like this, like people may be like, oh my goodness. Oh, Christian, I would love to be your friend. Amanda, I would love to connect. That's great. Like, let's do it. Let's build community. Let's talk. Let's meet, whatever. I'm down with that. But be very clear that you will always connect with people who are either aligned with where you are or where you're going.
Right.
But you don't want to force connection and relationship just because you like what you see someone doing or what someone has accomplished. Because I can tell you, like they say, never meet your heroes because you will be disappointed.
Right.
You have people who present one way on social, who present one way in, you know, on panels and all of that. And you can meet these people in person or afterwards, and they are nastier than the sidewalk in New York. Sorry, Amanda. And it is. I saw the garbage. I saw what they're not picking up. Listen. I saw them restaurants. But I'm just saying, they're not nice. Yeah. And it's not warm. And they're not there to collect friends. Like, this is not Pokemon. Gotta catch them all. They're not interested. They have their people that they're cool with, they're close with, they, you know, do life with. And they are not interested in taking applications and opening up space. This is not insurance at work, and there's no open enrollment. And so you have to be okay with your community and your people, whoever you've been cultivating relationship with and reposting their stuff in your stories, whoever you met at an event and y'all clicked because y'all were sitting together and y'all still talking 2 or 3 years later. Let that be your sphere.
Relationships. And I think we all have them, but we just don't nurture them, you know, the way mm-hmm. we should. You know, life, it takes a crazy turn. But what brings me in is that we can keep each other grounded, you know, and when you have that circle, being that to know, hey, it's not always, you know, and of course our spouses do a great job to keep that work-life balance, you know, where it's like, okay, this is work and then here's family. But yeah, to nurture those good ones, you know, like I think we do sometimes can put some negative energy or put positive energy to negative situations, trying to make mm-hmm. or force them to work. But like you said, aligning with who you are and who you're destined to be and who you're moving forward to be. That's the mm-hmm. beauty of it. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
And with your business too, like not just friendships, your business is going to take different stages. Like who you were mm-hmm. when you first started, it's not who your business is going to be, you know, in 2 years from now. Just how you're not, you know? So we can yeah. nurture business and family and relationships just like that. We'll see like how our capacities change, right? How our visions change, our views change, you know? And mm-hmm. once we start diving into both of our businesses between Yum Crumbs and Vicky Cakes, you're going to see that. Like, you're going to see like the growth and how our capacities, when we first started, when you were on GMA, your capacity there, the, you know, the stressed out moments, like, where now you can bag up 1,000 bags in 1 hour and it's effortless. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, imagine, you know,
yeah.
in that moment, I remember when I made crumbs, I literally made them and I was crumbing them by hand. Like, you know, with gloves on, but you know, still, you
know, Nicky hands, my just Nicky hands.
Listen, you know, and it's like, I remember wanting to quit because before I realized what parchment paper was, they were baking on the sheet and I was scraping them up. And I remember like there was that time.
Oh, Amanda.
I'm like, oh my God. And I sit there and think back and I'm like, I remember saying, what the fuck am I, why the hell am I doing this? Like, I'm like, what is this for? Like, whose brilliant fucking idea was for me to go back, because I've been an entrepreneur for so long and I've constantly mm-hmm. hit roadblocks and what I felt were bad failures until I started embracing.
Well, I mean, we have editors, don't edit it out. Okay, we can start back.
So, until I started embracing failure, it was mm-hmm. like, I remember one time, so I got an ultrasound machine, right? I was going to be like this 3D ultrasound tech. Never went to sonography school, radio, didn't do any of that. I just got an ultrasound machine and I was doing great. Like, it was like the best most fun business I had, right? It was like, I got to see babies and heads and heartbeats and, you know, tell them the gender, all that stuff, create these little gender reveals. And it was so cute. And then the machine broke. This is after we lost our bakery. This is after, you know, all this stuff was happening. And I remember just crying like, oh my God, here I go again. Like when, because I have a vision of success. I have a vision of being home with my kids more. I have a vision of just cuddling with my husband on Saturday morning and not grinding all the time. And so when that machine broke, that was like a $10,000 machine. I was like, God damn, it reminded me of The Pursuit of Happiness, where he was just, he just knew where he was going, but didn't know how he was going to get there. And when your present doesn't match your your reality doesn't match where you're trying to go, where you vision, it can get pretty dark, you know, like you can get pretty sad. And so I remember I'm sitting here scraping these crumbs, trying to crumb them, mixing these flavors and doing all this stuff. And I'm like, what am I doing this for? Like, why? I'm like banging pans. I'm like, I quit. I'm done, you know, walking out. And I reeled myself back in because I didn't know. I just had the vision. I didn't know how I was going to get to where we are now. I had no idea. But you get there.
That's good. Yes. Yes, you do. You get there. And like you said, you become a different person along the way. Yep. And it's okay to do that because like they say, new keys can unlock old doors.
Right, right.
You know, like that's real. You have to grow. You have to elevate. You evolve. And we all do it every day. Children evolve. It literally seems like my children plug in like and get a new Apple download or a new version or whatever. It's like you woke up saying stuff you didn't know how to say yesterday. You can spell words you couldn't spell last night. Mm-hmm. It's just like people's ever evolving and changing, and we have to be okay with that. And in doing those things, you become a new person, and the people around you, if they're not doing anything different,
right,
if they don't have anything challenging them or reason to learn more, they don't learn more. And you learned more, and that helped you to unlock, or it just helped you to be able to do what you now do at scale, you know, high demand. It may seem like a lot of pressure for a lot of other people, but for you, it's perfect. You've been able to perfect it over time because you went from scratching it off of a baking sheet to now understanding what parchment paper is and probably beyond that. Yes.
It was like... It was like an aha moment. I was like, Amanda, you're a baker. You've been a baker for 11 years.
why didn't you know the system?
Oh my God. But then
come on, help her.
Yeah. And then you go into the world of bigger and better, right? And then you're introduced to a whole bunch of things that you never knew you could do before. But that's the beauty of life, right? Because now you're gaining, you're increasing your capacity. Not too fast, though, because if you go too fast, and you're not able to reach that capacity, you crumble, you fall down a lot harder, right? But if you allow the steps to take forth what it is, like allow that timeline to manifest itself, those perfect divine, like don't rush building a house, right? You do all the steps. If you get there a little, if you build it quicker because the sun is shining, there's no rain and everybody shows up to the work, the lumber's there, that's great, right? But it's okay if you're delayed in lumber because it's COVID and your house is not going to be finished in time. You know what I mean? Like, it's okay. Yeah. Allow that, because in that time of delay, you're increasing your capacity, you know? Yeah. And so now, then it went from that to having a commercial space. And then I remember applying for Shark Tank when it was our old logo. We maybe made $60,000. I thought I was doing something crazy, you know? Mm-hmm. And I applied for Shark Tank. And they said, no. Like, we don't, what are you doing? You know? Like, I think it's too premature. And then you start, like, that path. So anyway, we'll get that story, but you start increasing your capacity. And I think that's the start of entrepreneurship, is knowing that there'll be delays. It's not overnight, and allow the delays to happen. It's failing forward, right? Or first attempt in learning, or whatever the case is, like allow that. That was like my favorite Will Smith quote, was to fail forward, fail early, and fail often, you know? And I was like, I failed often. All right. You know?
But and you're still standing. That's the thing about it. Like, failing happens, but getting back up does too.
Yeah.
So that's what we are here to really help everybody do. We're still navigating it and doing it ourselves every week. Okay. Every week. 2 weeks notice is considered. But it's above us now. There's too many people involved. Right. So And I mean, we love what we do. Of course, my company is not a passion project. It's just purpose. Like, I know that this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right.
And I'm grateful for every element, and I'm grateful for every person and relationship that I've been able to cultivate in the process. So
you build an amazing brand, and I cannot wait, because I feel like they need you to hear that. Like, the start of Vicky Cakes, and then just the success behind it. Like, though the road wasn't easy, mm-hmm. you didn't make it look like it was effortless. You made it look like, yeah. shit, I worked. You know what I mean? Like, this yes. is not, this wasn't just present. Given. Like, I put forth mm-hmm. and I built something spectacular. And I love that. I love your story. So yeah. I can't wait for the listeners to dive into Vicky Cakes. Cause
yes. And I can't wait for them to find out more about Yum Crumbs and all of the great things.
For sure.
Yes. We have so many great things coming, you guys, and we are super excited. So if you made it this long, if you've listened this long, you are definitely, you're one of our packettas. I mean, like, it was Package for Success. I don't know what we're going to call our people.
Yeah, I think we got to work on that name.
Packettas, because it's like an alpaca. We're going to come up with something. Y'all let us know. Okay. Send us y'all what y'all think the names, what you would like your community name to be. But yeah. Have you enjoyed the first episode, Amanda?
I loved it. I loved reminiscing. Okay. It's been 2 years in the making. Well, 1 year for the podcast, but 2 years of mm-hmm. just us developing all of this. And I'm super excited because you've been in this for, you going on 5 years?
Yes.
This is year five. This is year four for us.
Okay.
So, this is a lot that, you know, I can't wait to bring everybody on our journey because, like I said, mm-hmm. I don't want to have gone through the trials and tribulations and it not be for something. It doesn't help one person or help someone to understand. So if it can motivate you and inspire you, that's what I want this to be for, you know?
Absolutely. For sure. So we are so excited to have one episode under our belt. Thank you for being here for the inaugural episode.
There we go. Mm-hmm.
We will be back next week, okay, with more of the Package for Success podcast. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. It has been a pleasure to discuss and to unpack. Oh, okay.
There you go.
To unpack, all right, the friendship conversation and how we got here today. So we look forward to tuning in, for you to tune in, and for us to divulge more on this topic and so many others. So join us next week. Thank you guys so much for joining us. So signing off here, I'm Christian.
And I'm Amanda.
All right. Bye.
This podcast is a production of 1217 Media.